It's devil destruction power. With my Bible, I can defeat the devil every single day. This is my Bible. My Bible is the Word of God. And God's Word is the revelation of His will for my life. Whatever it says I am, that's what I am. Whatever it says I can do, I can do it. Whatever it says I have, I claim it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity we have to hear your word, to teach your word, to preach your word, but most of all, Father, to be doers of your word. Now, Father God, impart knowledge, revelation, and wisdom to your people through me. Let my voice be your voice. Let my mouth be your mouth. Let me speak only what you would have me to speak. And Father, I thank you for it being done in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated in God's presence. God bless you. I am so ecstatic about what y'all are doing. I'm glad that Pastor Mary and Pastor Steve are taking the lead. Glory to God. Because the Lord has spoken to me a long time ago, and then it was confirmed through prophecy a couple of months ago that I would not be here every single Sunday because he will be having me in other churches teaching some of the insights and principles that he's given me, praise God. Amen. We've already received invitations. Y'all have already had a taste of me having to leave here before a couple of times. I'll be preaching again in Avon, Massachusetts, the week after next. And so these things are going to be happening more frequently, praise Jesus. Amen. But God told me I can't go anywhere yet until the church is fully where it's supposed to be at. Glory to God. Amen. And that's not just talking about numbers, but it's talking about having you all trained up as well. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's where I'm looking for some of y'all to start taking the lead in praise and worship, so I don't even have to be doing that anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know y'all love my beautiful singing voice and everything. Sister Edwards, I will deal with you when we get home. Amen. But I thank God for everything happening here. I thank God for all of you here. I'm so excited to see our sister Fumi with us again. God, give God a hand for you. Hallelujah. We've talked with some of the people that visited here last week, and I've been told that they enjoyed the service, and I think that's because y'all are learning to express love to people. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. It's not just great preaching. It's really when my wife and I went to a church out in California, 75 miles away. That's a long drive, ain't it? How many of y'all would go to a church every Sunday and Tuesday that's 75 miles away? You would think hard, wouldn't you? Well, we did that every twice a week. But the number one thing wasn't just the preaching. The preaching was good now. The teaching was excellent. But the number one thing was the love that they expressed to us. Praise God. Amen. When we first got there, basically African American. I can't even remember anybody of any other color being there, except for my wife. She was like the first one, and when she came, they went and grabbed her and hugged her and just loved on her. They took my Trisha, who was a little baby at the time, and just blessed her and everything. So when we start showing love to people, and we start letting people know that we're thinking about them and that we're not all caught up in only ourselves and our own desires, then God can begin to bless us more and more. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So praise God. Turn with me in your Bibles to John chapter 10. We're going to be talking for the next 2 weeks about knowing how to hear God speak to you. This is a very important subject. I've taught on this before on a number of occasions, but I can't recall if I ever taught it since I've been pastoring this church. I know I taught it when I was a temporary pastor at another church some years ago. And I taught it a number of times when I was in Japan. But But I've neglected to teach the very people that I'm pastoring right now, so y'all gonna get it today, praise God. But you're gonna be blessed by this. This is a good message. This is not the usual spanking messages I've been giving y'all for the past couple of months. Y'all gonna like this one, amen?
Amen.
Amen. This is one of the blessing messages. Right. This is one of those how to get your blessing messages today. But you can't get your blessing unless you learn how to have an intimate relationship with your Father and with the Lord Jesus Christ and with the Holy Spirit so that you can hear His voice. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And you're not going to be able to build your own life in the direction God would have you to go without learning how to hear what the Lord says to you. Praise God. John chapter 10, begin at verse 1. We're just going to talk about for today about the voice of the Lord. How many of y'all know that God has a voice?
Amen.
How many of y'all know that God speaks?
Amen.
I at least got about 5 hands. I should be seeing a lot more hands than that. But perhaps after I have taught y'all this, y'all will be convinced that God does have a voice and He does speak. How many of y'all believe that God speaks to each one of His children today?
Amen.
How many of y'all are a child of God?
Amen.
How many of y'all know that God wants to speak to you personally?
Amen.
Yeah. Prophecy is good. I believe in the gifts of the Spirit. I believe that the Bible tells us that we should have much prophecy going on in the church. Praise God.
Amen.
So when we don't have prophecy, we're being disobedient. When we don't have tongues and interpretation, we're being disobedient. Did y'all know that? Y'all think, see, y'all been raised Baptist too long. Oops, sorry. y'all need to learn that these things are supposed to happen constantly and consistently in the church, and these are the things we're praying for to happen consistently. Praise God.
Amen.
It shouldn't take a special speaker coming here, even though we're going to be inviting Pastor Kathy back to minister to us again. It shouldn't take somebody who has a special gift in this. Y'all should be all moving in these things and prophesying to one another, praise God.
Yeah.
Encouraging one another, see?
Yeah.
But you can't do that unless you hear the voice of God, and you got to learn to hear in your spirit, because God very, very seldom speaks in an audible voice. And usually the only time He speaks in an audible voice is to get your attention, praise God.
Yeah.
But if you're asking for an audible voice, you're gonna have to be careful about that, because the devil can also speak in an audible voice.
Yeah.
But what the devil can't do is speak into your heart. To born again Christian, he can't speak into your heart. That's reserved for the Holy Spirit. He speaks through your heart. So you're going to have to learn to discern, learn to listen, learn to build up your spirit, man, and so that you can learn to hear the voice of the Lord. I remember that I got so many testimonies on this, because I learned to develop my spirit and learn to hear from God. Now, please don't misunderstand me as if I'm perfect in this, because I have missed it just as many times as you, if not more. Well, no, y'all missed it more than me. I'm just kidding. No, but I've missed it quite a bit. But I know that I've learned to develop my spirit to where I can hear God and learn to follow His direction. Now, sometimes I have learned His direction and I have ignored it. And I have paid a heavy price for it. But I'm learning that when God speaks and when I hear it, I learn to obey immediately. I don't even try to argue anymore. I used to argue with God. I used to say, God, I don't understand. Why do you want me to do this? Starting this church is a good example. I remember when the Lord blessed us and brought us here to Rhode Island. But when I came into Rhode Island, and I was explaining this to Radimus, me and Radimus were talking for a while last night, but when I came to Rhode Island, every door was open for me, praise God.
Amen.
The people that hired me to come to Rhode Island, they had several people they could have selected from that were right here, residential. Some of them probably had more qualifications than me, but they interviewed me. And for some reason, they could not let me go. And I was way over in Japan when they interviewed me. And so they interviewed a couple more people. They decided, we really want Mr. Edwards. So they called me and they hired me. And so they not only brought me all the way from Japan to Rhode Island and paid for it, but they paid for my whole family, my household goods, and kept us all in the hotel for a couple of months. And so I naturally thought, when I first got here, I said, well, I'm gonna be in Rhode Island maybe 4 years and wait for Tricia to graduate from high school. When I'm done, I'm out of this state because I can't stand this state. And so 4 years came, I applied for job after job. I mean, some of them I was more than qualified for. And sometimes I get interviews. They seem like they were excited to have me. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm getting ready to leave Rhode Island. And I get a message or something saying we selected someone else for the position. I went through that for over a year. All of us praying, naming, blaming, prophesying, standing. We did it all. Every faith principle I ever learned and taught, I tried. And none of it worked. I mean, I confessed and I possessed and it slipped out of my hands. And so I finally got before God and I said, God, why? Why are you leaving me in this place? Why won't you let me go get out of here? I mean, I even rebuked the devil and everything. And God told me, he said, because you're in disobedience. I said, what am I doing? He said, I told you. And he did tell me, but I ignored him. He said, I told you that you were to start a church here in Rhode Island. I said, God, why? Why? I said, there's so many churches already here in Rhode Island. I said, there's many churches that teach in faith. There's many churches that are Pentecostal. Why do you want me to start another one? You know what God said? You know what he said? Nothing. He didn't say a thing. He said, later on he said, I want you to start a church in Rhode Island. Again, I said, why? He said nothing. It's not, y'all doesn't have to explain anything to you. Amen. It's for you, it is not for you to ask why, it is for you to do or die. Praise God. Amen. But God would begin to show me a little bit later, more and more later on, why he wanted us to establish this church here. But finally, I sent my family to Okinawa, let them spend time with her parents, and I took that week to fast and pray, just knowing that maybe I just did not hear from God. Maybe God really wasn't saying that. Maybe I just thought that was just me in my head. After the fasting and praying, my wife came back. I met her at the airport. I said, we're going to start a church in Rhode Island. We're going to start a church here in Rhode Island. So she got that look of, gee whiz, of permanence on her face. But when, I learned since then, it's a waste of time to argue with the voice of God. Because if God tells you he wants you to do something, you must do it. And then the reasons, he may give you the reasons right then and there, and he may not. And sometimes you may not even understand the reasons when he's giving them to you right away. Praise God. It's not that he wants to leave you in curiosity, but he can't. Some things he just can't explain to you. And if you begin to see all that God wants you to do from right there, you will get overwhelmed. You will say, I can't do it. And it's true. You can't. Only God can do it. Praise God. But the important thing, the essential ingredient to doing whatever the Lord has called you to do, whether it's to start a ministry, whether it's a job you're looking for, whether it's the man you're going to marry. The ladies that we're praying for y'all, all you single ladies to get married, praise God. But you got to be able to hear from God, hallelujah. Now I get there, and you also need to listen to your pastor, praise God. Don't ever meet a man that don't want to meet your pastor, amen? Don't ever try to go out with a man who don't want to take the time to talk to you, or a woman, for you single men, who don't want to take the time to talk to your pastor, praise God. Because if they can't meet with your pastor, you don't want them. If they can't meet with your father, as your spiritual father in the faith, You don't want them, praise God. So, but most of all, make sure you are hear from God. Don't marry based on lust. It's very important that you hear from God, because you can get into a marriage and you'll be destroyed through that marriage because you did not hear from God. And you married the wrong person. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now, if you're already married, don't sit up there and say, I married the wrong person. Now you better hear from God and learn to work it out. Amen. Oh, I married the wrong person. I didn't listen to God. Let me divorce him and then leave God for the right person. No. Too late. Too late. All right. John chapter 2. It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him that porteth openeth, and the sheep that hear his voice, say hear his voice.
Hear his voice.
Hallelujah. The sheep that hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. Praise God.
Amen.
And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Say, know his voice.
Know his voice.
Say, I got to know his voice.
I got to know his voice.
Praise God. The, 1 John talks about that there are many voices in the world, and some without distinction. So you've got to know the voice of God. There's many, you've got to be able to try the spirits and see whether they are of God. The only way you can do that is to know the voice of God. Say, know the voice.
Know the voice.
And it goes on, verse 5 says, and a stranger, that's talking about Satan, demons, and any man or woman that is led by Satan and demons. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Praise God.
Amen.
It doesn't mean that they don't understand when a stranger's voice. What it's saying is that they don't have an intimate knowledge or relationship with the stranger. Amen. This is why, see, if you're going to go to different churches and stuff like that, you know, you visit a church, you know, like, especially if you come with, you decide you're going to come with me somewhere, and we listen to different ministers and stuff like that, you've got to be discerning. Amen. You've got to listen. You've got to make sure that you're hearing the voice of God. When you're listening to me, you need to be hearing the voice of God. Amen. Because I am a human being. I could possibly lead you the wrong way. But hopefully by this teaching, y'all will know that I'm not leading you the wrong way. I'm leading you by the Spirit of God. But you must learn to know his voice. Say, know his voice.
Know his voice.
Say, hear his voice.
Hear his voice.
Say, hear his voice.
Hear his voice.
Know his voice.
Know his voice.
It says two things in there in John chapter 10. You need to hear his voice, and you need to know his voice. Now, before we get into how you can do all that, let me share with you from the scriptures, because I can tell you things from people's lives, but you need to know from the scriptures why it is very beneficial to hear the voice of God. And one of the reasons, it has a lot to do with your health. Turn with me to one of my favorite passages of scriptures, Exodus chapter 15. See, one of the things the Lord is telling me, has been sharing with me, is he's going to be involving me more in the healing ministry, the divine healing ministry, praise Jesus. And we're going to be traveling and having conferences on healing. That's something that the church seems to be getting away with. They're getting away with the fact that God is still the miraculous divine healer today.
Amen.
Now, I have no problem with medicine. I mean, praise God, we got nurses here. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I thank God for doctors. Doctors have saved my life.
Amen.
But I have totally and completely relied on God for my healing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I'm in good health. I'm in good health for my age.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. I am 51 years old. I look much, much younger than that. Praise by the grace of God. Mm-hmm. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you what God's done. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you what other people have done, because I talked to a lady a couple of days ago, and I told her how old I was. She said, I would never have guessed. by unless you told me. And that's only because of what God has done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
His healing power has kept me young and strong. And I expect that to happen until my 90s. Unless Jesus comes back before
Amen.
That.
Amen.
Which that's the main thing I'm looking forward to. But in Exodus chapter 15, looking at verse 23, it says, "And when they had came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, What shall we drink?" You know, see what y'all do to us pastors. Anyway, go on. I said I was going to be nice to them. All right. "And he cried unto the Lord." That's what us pastors need to learn to do when people complain instead of getting mad at y'all. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're right, dear. And he cried unto the Lord. And the Lord showed him a tree. That tree represents, is symbolic of the tree that Jesus died on, hallelujah, for our sins and for our healing, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. And there he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. And verse 26 says, and said, "If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God." Say, "Voice of the Lord thy God."
"Voice of the Lord thy God."
Say, "I must listen."
"I must listen."
"To the voice of the Lord."
"Voice of the Lord."
Amen. Look at this. He says, "Listen to the voice of the Lord and will do that which is right in his sight." See, it's not enough to say to hear from God. You've got to do what he says. Amen.
Amen.
A lot of people go around bragging about they heard from God. God told me, and then they live it like a devil. And I'm like, you know what? If God told you, why aren't you doing it? I wouldn't even dare tell anybody God told me unless I'm going to be obedient to it. Amen. But it says, "Do what is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I brought upon the Egyptians." Why? "For I am the Lord that healeth thee." Say, "He is the Lord,
he is the
my healer."
My
this comes from a Hebrew phrase, Jehovah Rophe. It's the name of God. God has many names, and when we talk about names, it's not like here in America, you know, most of you Africans can understand, and Japanese can understand this. It's not like in America where we just name somebody anything. You know, we have a child, we can't think of a name, so we name him Zimbuba or something like that. But names to God are important. They describe character. They describe destiny. They describe ability. And God says, "I am the Lord thy healer." Jehovah Rophe, the Lord who heals you.
Amen.
So God heals, but you must learn to listen for his voice. Praise God.
Amen.
Because sometimes the source of the problem isn't always spiritual. For example, I remember a lady one time, she was having some real bad itching and rashes on her body, and she believed in the healing power of God. She kept praying, she kept believing, she kept confessing the word of God, but she said that nothing went away. And so finally, she said she was getting ready to take a shower, and the Lord showed her. He said, "You see that soap over there you're using? That's what's causing you the problem. Don't use that soap anymore." So she threw the soap away. And after that, all the problems she was having with her body were gone, disappeared in Jesus' name.
Amen.
See, sometimes the problem is not spiritual in nature, it's natural. But see, sometimes those of us who are, into the faith thing, which I am, sometimes when we just want a spiritual, supernatural solution to our problem when the problem is physical, and we need to listen to God's voice. You know, now what if she had done like most of us used to do, where she just ignored the voice of God and kept saying, "I like this soap, son. Devil, get out of here in Jesus' name. Father God, I believe by his stripes I'm healed." She'd have stayed sick, praise God. But she learned to listen to the voice of God. God told her that soap is what's causing the problem. She took she got rid of the soap.
Amen.
It's just like me when I was having problems with asthma a couple of years ago. The Lord told me a simple solution. drink more water. Started drinking lots of water. Ain't having an asthma attack, and I don't know how. I can't even think now how long ago it's been. Praise God. And I don't do anything different. I just except for drinking a lot more water. Praise God. Water is very important to your body. But I had to hear the voice of God before I learned that. Instead of me continually confessing, heal. So God he's a healer, but you have to learn to listen to his voice if you're going to benefit from his healing in your body, both supernatural and spiritual. See, sometimes, even if it's a spiritual problem, you may not know what it is until the voice of the Lord speaks to you about it. See, it may be a demon, for example, that's manifesting itself through your body. And you don't know that, so you're constantly asking God to heal you, and God is saying, cast that spirit out in Jesus' name.
Amen.
But you got to hear the voice of God. Sometimes God may tell you to go down the street and let so-and-so pray for you. And you don't like so-and-so. She ain't praying for me. I can't stand her. And that's the reason why God's having you go down the street and get prayed for. Sometimes it's somebody you haven't forgiven. Somebody you still holding a grudge against. And God is telling you, I can't heal you until you first forgive so-and-so. You've got to learn to listen to the voice of God if you're going to receive his healing power in your body. Hallelujah. See, curses and blessings are both dependent on hearing his voice and failure to hear his voice. Turn with me to Deuteronomy 28. Curses and blessings are both dependent on whether we hear or not hear his voice. You can get cursed by hearing and obeying the voice of God. You can get blessed by hearing and obeying the voice of God. And you can be cursed. You can fall under a curse by not hearing and obeying the word of God. But Deuteronomy chapter 28, beginning at verse 1. It says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord. Say hearken.
Hearken.
Or say listen.
Listen.
Diligently.
Diligently.
Unto the voice of the Lord. And to obey.
And to obey.
Amen. So it says, if thou shalt hearken diligently, that means consistently, unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. Glory to God. He's going to set you on high. And all these blessings, say blessings.
Blessings.
How many of y'all want blessings?
Amen.
I know I do. All these blessings shall come on you. Ooh, look at this. They not only will come on you, but they will overtake you. How many of y'all would just love to be able to run from the blessings of God and they just catch up to you?
Amen.
I'm telling you, obey God.
Amen.
And you'll be saying, man, God, you're blessing me too much. But keep on. They will come upon you and overtake you if you obey and listen to his voice. And if you... It says, and these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you shall listen unto the voice of the Lord your God. And it goes on in the next 12 verses to talk about the different verses. Talk about the different blessings. It talks about prosperity, financial prosperity, not just spiritual prosperity. Amen.
Amen.
Success on your job, success in your business. It talks about... For those of you who are looking to get pregnant and have children, it talks about having the blessing of the fruit of your womb. It talks about being the head and not the tail, being above and not beneath. Praise God. Nobody's going to be able to step on you or step all over you. God, if you listen to God, he will prosper you, bless you, and he will give you divine health in your body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But the flip side of this, sadly, there's only like 12 verses that talk about the blessings of God. When you get down to the 15th verse, it goes from 15 to 68 of curses. 14 verses of blessings. Close over 50 verses of curses. But look at verse 15, it says, but it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not listen unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. And then it talks about curses of being oppressed, being sick, being beaten down, losing battles, your business falling apart, your children being taken from you, your children getting on drugs and alcohol and things of that nature. All these curses come on you when you fail to listen to the voice of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, which would you like, the blessings or the curses?
Blessings.
I would think that everybody would want the blessings. Now, sadly, there's some in the church, I'll never understand it, but a lot of people still teach it today, that sickness is a blessing from God.
Healing is the
There you go, Tommy. Healing is the blessing from God. Sickness, if I read my Bible correctly, it is a curse, it is an evil, and it has nothing to do with God except that when he lifts his hand of protection and allows you to be sick because you've been disobedient to him. When he allowed, the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, that Satan is the one who brings sickness on people. Amen. But the thing is that if you listen to the voice of God, if you learn to hear the voice of God, you can avoid all these problems and all these curses in Jesus' name. Let's look at Psalm 81. I'll show you two more passages of scripture. Talking about learning to hear the voice of God. We're going to teach you practical truths next week on it, but I just want you to get a foundation for why you need to hear the voice of God. Last Sunday, a friend of mine, very very close friend of mine in Arkansas, called me up. And he was in shock. You know, I don't watch a lot of television anymore, things like that. I do turn on it occasionally, but I don't watch a lot of it, so I don't be knowing what's going on. And I probably avoid, and when I do watch it, television, I don't really watch a lot of the Christian channels. Because some of them just, well, praise God. Psalm 81. But anyway, he called me in shock because a very prominent minister that we all admire had died in a plane crash last week. Not only him, but his wife and several of his staff. And then as I was talking with people during the week, they were telling me about accidents they had almost been in if they hadn't listened to God. Like one person was saying how she was driving down the street. Oh no, she wasn't, not about her, it was about another minister. He was driving down the street, and the Lord told him to go to your left. Now, he wasn't supposed to go to his left because the left lane was going in a different direction. But the Lord said, go to your left. Now, he thought that was stupid, but he said he knows the voice of God, so he moved to his left. And as soon as he moved to his left, there was a big tractor trailer coming down coming the wrong direction, slipping and sliding, and it was out of control. If he hadn't moved to his left when the Lord told him to, he would have smashed into that truck and he would have died. And so after the truck passed him, then it straightened out and started moving in the right direction. And then he moved back over to the right lane. But that was because he listened to the voice of God. I've heard other testimonies of people who told the Lord they were getting ready to go somewhere and the Lord told them, don't go. Wait. And they would wait. And then later on, they would find out there was a serious accident on the highway that they could have been killed in if they hadn't listened to the voice of God. Glory to God. One thing that happened to me a couple of weeks ago is not as dramatic, but it is funny. And don't be lecturing me right now. Because she gave me a lecture when I told her about it. But I was driving home, and I was over the speed limit. Yes. I was in sin. Okay. So I was over the speed limit, and it was dark, you know. Some of y'all have been to my house, you know that long pathway home. And you know, it's such a long pathway, you just like want to hurry up and get home. But I was driving like about 10 miles over the speed limit, and the Lord specifically said, slow down. But since I've known the voice of the Lord, and so I slowed down, and so some other car driving in the opposite direction was zoom. And as soon as he zoomed past me, the police lights came on and pulled this guy over. I didn't even see the policeman. It was that dark. And I said, man, if I hadn't listened to God, I would have had a ticket. And at the speed I was going, that probably would have been one of them big tickets. One of them major, like, honey, let's sell the house tickets. Well, maybe it wouldn't have been that bad. But thank God, because I listened to the voice of God, that the other guy who didn't listen to God's voice got a ticket. But you got to learn to listen to God's voice, because if you don't listen to the voice of God, then things can happen that should not have happened to you. And things that God wants to do for you, you'll miss out on, because he can't do them for you because you're disobedient to his voice. But let's look at Psalm 81, verse 10. He says, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I would fill it. Verse 11 goes on to say, but my people would not listen to my voice, and Israel would not have anything to do with me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had listened to me, and Israel had walked in my ways. God is saying, listen to me, listen to me. He said, I should. Say should.
Should.
There's a couple of shoulds in here. It's like at least two or three shoulds. He said, I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. He should have done that, but he couldn't. Why? They didn't listen to his voice. Verse 15, he says, the haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever. They should have lived a long time, but they didn't. Why? Because they didn't listen to the voice of God.
Yeah.
See, a lot of things we blame on God. I get so frustrated with people who talk about, well, you know, God is sovereign. All things happen for a reason. Yeah, you're right. All things happen for a reason. Sometimes the reason is you was too stupid to listen to God.
Yeah.
And that's why that happened to you, praise God. But but the way people phrase it is like, God had a purpose in that happening to you. No, you didn't listen to God. And that's why that happened. Praise God.
Amen.
It is not God's will that you have accidents, serious accidents that incapacitate you. And even kill you. Take you away from your children. Take you away from your church. Take you away from your ministry. Take you away from your friends. They're sitting there grieving and crying. And your children are orphans now because you didn't listen to the voice of God. Hallelujah. God is not in the business of making orphans.
Amen.
He's not in the business of making widows and widowers. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, he ain't in the business of killing my wife and having me sit there crying and boo-hooing. Amen. She may get on my nerves, but I love her too much to let the devil have her. Praise God.
Amen.
And I get on her nerves, but she don't want me dead. And she figured if I'm gonna be dead, she'll kill me herself. Amen. See y'all, if y'all understand me and my wife's relationship, we joke and we play with each other a lot. We just joke around a lot. But you know, we got each other's back. Amen. Amen. But he goes on to say in verse 16, he should have fed them also with the finest of wheat. Say the finest of wheat.
The finest of wheat.
Oh, God wants you to have the best. Do you know that? God wants you and I to have the best. Yes, we shouldn't get arrogant. We shouldn't get materialistic. We shouldn't get caught up in material things. But that doesn't mean that God doesn't want you to have the best. Praise God.
Amen.
He said, I should have fed them with the finest of wheat. And with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied them. Oh, God wants to do great things for his people. But the problem is us. It ain't him, it's us. And we blame things on God. We say, well, it was God's will that happened to me, because nothing happens unless he wills it. That's a lie. Many things God wants to do for people don't happen because they don't listen to his voice. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Now, let me share one practical truth with you before we close out. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 3. How many of y'all want to know how to hear God's voice?
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad I learned how to hear God's voice. It saved my life. I do have some dramatic testimonies. I just don't want to tell them right now. But the voice of God has saved me from accidents. The voice of God has helped me to recover things that I could have lost. The voice of God has gotten my in-laws saved. Praise God. The voice of God has kept my wife from killing herself. Praise God.
Amen.
The voice of God has done a number of things in my life that has blessed me. And has blessed you because you're here at this church getting blessed, ain't you?
Amen.
You know why? Because your pastor listened to the voice of God. Praise God. Because I listened to the voice of God, you are here being blessed, receiving the word of God, and getting blessed by it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews chapter 15, last passage before we close out. It says, while it is said today, if you will hear his voice, say hear his voice.
Amen.
Say hear his voice.
Hear his voice.
Now listen to this. If you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation. Amen. You know what happens to most of y'all? God is speaking to you. Your Father is speaking to you. Your Lord Jesus is talking to you. The Holy Spirit himself is trying to commune with you. But you are ignoring him. I tell you, I love the Holy Spirit. He's my friend. I was spending a couple hours this morning with the Holy Spirit in prayer. I sung some songs to him. And then I told him, I said, Father, I love you. You know what the Holy Spirit said to me? He said, give me my morning hug. He sure did. And, you know, I reached around and we just hugged each other. Praise God. And I was just teasing my wife. I said, did you get your morning hug from the Holy Spirit? Oh, man. See, but you got to learn to hear God's voice. Praise God.
Amen.
See, some of y'all are too manly for that. You women, you can handle that. But some of you men, y'all just, well, you know, I ain't into that hugging stuff. I am. Praise God. Manly hugs, of course. Glory to God. All right. But harden not your heart, as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard and did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in because of their unbelief. Praise God.
Amen.
They wouldn't listen to the voice of the Lord. So it's very important that you learn to listen to God. Let me give you a couple of hints before we close out. Number one thing you got to remember about God's voice. He will never ever contradict anything that is in this book. Amen.
Amen.
He will not contradict anything that is in this book. If you hear a voice and it tells you something opposite from what's in this book, you need to disregard that voice and rebuke it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
But then how are you going to know whether God is talking to you or not if you don't know this book?
Mm-hmm.
This is why it's important for you to read this book, listen to tapes of people who are reading this book or whatever have you. But you need to get this book in your spirit. Don't ever listen to any voice that contradicts the word of God.
Amen.
The second thing you need to always remember is that you are not to be looking for what we call a fleece. Anybody know what it means by a fleece? A fleece, if you look at Judges chapter 6, Gideon, when the angel of the Lord visited him, and he needed confirmation, so he put out a sheepskin and told the Lord, he said, well, if you really mean this, then make it wet and the rest of the ground dry. And so God did it. Then the next day, he said, make that dry and the rest of the ground wet. And God did it for him. That's what we in the Pentecostals talk about, putting out a fleece. Well, you don't put out fleeces before God because the devil can work on that too, praise God. He can give you wrong signs. He can give you, he will be happy to confirm something that will destroy you later. Hallelujah. Mm. That's why any prophecy that you receive from anybody, make sure that it bears witness with what God has already spoken to you personally. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All the prophecies I've ever received that I take into seriousness is because God had already told me first before somebody else confirmed it. Why did rejoicing and get happy when I receive a prophecy is because they're telling me what I already knew, but now I'm getting confirmation for it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Like before I started the church and I knew that God was calling me, and the Lord, and as I was praying for these missionaries that I was about to go to Ghana, and one of the guys came to me later and he said, wow, he said, that was really a blessing. I said, it was, praise God. This was a pastor, associate pastor of a very large church in Boston. And then he said, I believe the Lord is calling you into your own ministry. That was confirmation, hallelujah. I already knew that, but at the time I really didn't want to receive it. But don't ever take fleeces and confirmations until you know that God has spoken to you personally. So next week, we're going to talk about how to really build up your spirit, man, so that you will be able to hear from God, talk to God, and God talk back to you. Mm. Now, it's not going to always be every day, you know, God is going to say stuff to you and stuff like that. People who tell me every 5 minutes that God told them this, God told them that, they scare me. I mean, well, the Lord told me I'm going to be a bank president. You haven't even gone to school, haven't done none of the stuff that it takes that requires to become a bank president. You know, get your act together first, and I might believe God told you that.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Somebody told me that one time, that God told him that he's going to be a bank president. This guy ain't been to college or anything. Ain't nothing wrong with not going to college, praise God. What I'm saying is that if you say God told you that, then God's going to have you do the things that prepare you to become that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So be careful about these people that always telling you they hear from God, and then the things that they say don't even come to pass in their lives. And here's the thing that used to trip me out, you know, when I was pastoring another church, was they tell me, the people that always tell me, they hear from God. And then when they run into a problem, they come to me, Pastor, I need prayer. I don't know what to do. Wait a minute. Every 5 minutes you hear from God, all of a sudden you don't know what to do. I don't get that. So you're going to learn how to really hear from God and hear from him at the very time you really need to hear from him. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Stand to your feet.
Amen.
Did you get anything out of this today?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of y'all want to really hear from God?
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go bow your head, close your eyes.